House lawmakers didn't draw their own map as they have in the past. Instead, they chose one by Amanda Holt, whose legal challenge of the legislature's last congressional map led the state Supreme Court to implement the current lines. A nonpartisan analysis shows Republicans and Democrats would still be competing for 5 of the 17 districts every 2 years, but the GOP would have an edge in 2 of them instead of the current 1. David Thornburg, whose group Draw the Lines PA produced its own map, says the proposal could be more competitive.
For both political parties, we don't want to lock in partisan advantage for the next 10 years.
The state Senate's congressional map would also give Republicans an edge, but make the southeastern region more competitive for Democrats. Lawmakers say both maps are starting points. The final one will likely look different by the time it reaches Governor Tom Wolf, who must approve it. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.